Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
Another great day, another great week, in fact, in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great week when there is increasingly good news about vaccines and some of their effectiveness in handling, maybe even taming, maybe even rolling back the COVID-19 pandemic. That's obviously very important. And how are we doing? Well, actually, hospitalizations appear to have gone way down, and way down sharply. Why is that? Well, it could have something to do with the fact that more and more people are getting vaccinated. And with more vaccines on the way and better distribution, we may be looking ahead to less dire times. And maybe, just maybe, we'll get our schools open. This is right now a gigantic item of dispute. It is an item of dispute where virtually everybody in the country, liberal, conservative, moderate, no politics at all, say, open the damn schools, would you please? It's a serious matter. And it's become extraordinarily serious when one branch of government in San Francisco is literally suing another branch. But to understand what's happening, you really have to take a journey to the city by the Golden Gate.
If you're going to San Francisco, be sure to wear some flowers in your
busy doing gentle things like renaming 44 schools because those schools have Abraham Lincoln and George Washington names on them. They have the names of such suspect characters as Dianne Feinstein. Her school is going away. She can't be named anymore. Have an elementary school named her honor. And Paul Revere. And I will get to the idea of why they decided they had to remove Paul Revere's name from his school in San Francisco. And no, it has nothing to do with cruelty to his horse. The latest story from San Francisco is that the number of suicidal children has hit a record high. And health experts now say unanimously that it is clear that keeping public schools closed is, quote, catalyzing a mental health crisis among school-aged children. Now, that and those experts and that opinion is cited in a lawsuit that the city filed to push its school district to reopen classrooms. Now, please understand, the school district is a separate unit from the San Francisco city government, but they both, of course, are parts of the city government. So now the city government is suing the school district to open the schools? And no, they're not saying we can't open the schools until we get our new names on them. They're still busy with those names. San Francisco City Attorney Dennis Herrera announced that he was taking the dramatic step of suing the city school district, which has kept its classrooms closed for nearly a year. They closed the schools last March. It's unbelievable. In the motion filed Thursday in San Francisco Superior Court, Herrera included alarming testimony from hospitals throughout the San Francisco Bay Area, from doctors and parents on the emotional and mental harms of extended distance learning. One mother, whose name is Allison Arieff, said she had recently found her 15-year-old daughter, quote, curled up in a fetal position crying next to her laptop at 11 a.m. Arif said her daughter often cries in the middle of the day out of frustration. And is losing faith not just in San Francisco Unified School District, but in the whole world. Another mother named Lindsay Sink has seen a, quote, major regression in her 7-year-old son, who has uncontrollable meltdowns that turn the whole house upside down. Sink's 10-year-old daughter is experiencing depression and anger, and she fears her daughter's mental health will continue to suffer until the in-person learning resumes. If you've had any comparable experiences, you can give us a call, 1-800-955-1776. The University of California, San Francisco Children's Hospital has seen a 66% increase in the number of suicidal children in the emergency room and a 75% increase in youth who required hospitalization for mental health services. The lawsuit quotes pediatricians, child psychiatrists, and emergency room doctors. Dr. Jean Noble, who's director of COVID response for the University of California San Francisco Emergency Department, said the medical evidence is clear that keeping public schools closed is catalyzing a mental health crisis among school-aged children in San Francisco. The lawsuit is the first of its kind in California and, in fact, in the country. As school systems come under increasing pressure from parents and politicians to end virtual learning. The pressure isn't to end virtual learning, sorry, but the pressure is really to go back to doing the kind of learning that they presumably know how to do. What's so ironic about this is it's not like our educational system was in such great shape before this happened. But at least now, I mean, maybe there will be something good to take away from this. People are appreciating how important the school really is, even with all of its shortcomings. It has prompted discussion in other cities, the lawsuit, including Los Angeles, where a city councilman is urging similar legal action to force schools open. The lawsuit highlights the growing tension and infighting nationwide between politicians who insist it is safe to return to schools with proper safety precautions, and teachers who are on the front lines and have not been able to get vaccinated yet. The lawsuit notes that 114 of San Francisco's private parochial and charter schools have already reopened for 15,831 students and some 2,400 staff. Those schools have had fewer than 5 cases of suspected in-person transmission. Last week's Thursday's motion, expands upon previous allegations that school officials have failed to create a specific plan for reopening as required by recent state law. Distance learning is a form of instruction. It is not school, however, the lawsuit says, arguing that a child's education goes beyond academic subjects and extends to a wide variety of emotional, social, and developmental skills that can only be learned in person. Keeping kids out of schools constitutes a substantial violation of their constitutional rights. Look, what I don't understand here, and seems to me incredibly bizarre, is this is so important. It is such a tremendous priority for so many American families and for so many American parents. Why can't they move teachers to the front of the line? We do not have that many millions upon millions of teachers, but if you have teachers who are willing to go back to the classroom if they get their vaccination, can't that process be speeded? We'll get to more controversy involving Joe Biden and what he has promised on this issue, and a family divided by politics but united by music. We'll get to that coming up on the MedVed Show.
1-800-1-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show. MichaelMedved.com.
Even for Americans who've been successful in dodging the coronavirus so far, there's still a problem of pain. There are 100 million Americans who suffer from ongoing pain due to overexertion or exercise or just aging or the effects of everyday living, and Relief Factor can help. It helps exercise-related pain or general muscle aches and pains, and it certainly does for me. There are four key ingredients. Each one approaches the body's natural anti-inflammatory response function from different metabolic pathways. The 3-week quick start can show you how it works. It's just $19.95, 95 cents a day, less than a cup of coffee a day, much less for pain relief. Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to MichaelMedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain, the whole world to gain. Dr. Stephen Meyer is a New York Times bestselling author, and his new book, Return of the God Hypothesis, makes the case for the undeniable intelligent design of the universe. And it's already looking like a smash hit. Clear, compelling, and entertaining to read. Meyer skewers materialism, a must read, and a convincing argument. Those are just some of the comments from the more than 40 scientists who've endorsed the book. Using discoveries from cosmology and physics, in Return of the God Hypothesis, Meyer reveals his stunning conclusion. The science supports not just the existence of an intelligent designer, but the existence of a personal God. Pre-order at discovery.org/medved. That's discovery.org/medved. And get these special pre-order perks, a sneak peek at an exclusive excerpt from the book, a free digital booklet about intelligent design, discounts for Dr. Meyer's online course, and an invitation to a private online meeting with Dr. Meyer. Get all this when you pre-order at discovery.org/medved.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
New York Times has a lead story that says that as President Biden struggles to keep his pledge to reopen schools in 100 days, Republicans in Congress are hammering at the issue as a way to win back alienated women and suburban voters. Okay, it's very strange to read the way they describe that. First of all, Republicans in Congress are not hammering at the issue as a way to win back alienated women and suburban voters. They're hammering at the issue because it's what their constituents care about. I mean, this is top priority for a very, very substantial segment of Americans, whether they're Republicans or Democrats, whether they're suburban voters or big city voters. There are all kinds of studies that show that it's not suburban families that are hurt most by schools being closed. It is precisely those struggling families where you have two parents who have to work just to pay the mortgage. And basically nothing to do with the kids who are frustrated by the so-called virtual learning. My colleague here, rockstar Greg Tomlin, says, note the verbiage, Biden is struggling to keep his pledge, but the Republicans are hammering at the issue. He thinks that represents bias. Actually, I think if anything, it makes the president sound bad to say he's struggling. And hammering at an issue makes you sound like you're tough and assertive. And certainly on an issue like this, where there's so much unanimity on the part of the American public, you're doing something that's positive. The director of the CDC, the new director, Rochelle Walensky, who came into the CDC really with glowing reviews of her ability, her background, et cetera, et cetera. She has just changed her tune on schools reopening. She had originally said that kids could go back to school right away, right now. But now she speaks to Jake Tapper on CNN saying that somehow kids can't go back to school until Congress acts and passes Joe Biden's $1.9 trillion rescue plan. Listen, this is clip 9.
Well, we need to make sure that all of those steps are happening. And it's masking, it's distancing, it's podding and cohorting of the younger children. It is, you know, cleaning of surfaces, it's hand washing, and it's contact tracing and diagnostic testing in an efficient manner in collaboration with departments of public health. Not all schools are able to do all of those things right now, and many of those schools are in red zones. So we need to make sure that as we come out of the red zones and do our part as a society to get down from red to lower rates of transmission, and we need to do the work to get all of those mitigation strategies up and running in all of these schools. The American Rescue Plan has resources, $130 billion of resources, to facilitate and help schools get there, and that's really why we're pushing for the rescue plan, so that we can facilitate getting those schools all of those mitigation measures so that they can open safely.
Okay, she's now sort of carrying water for the Biden administration. Look, I think especially now that the impeachment distraction is over, that Congress has to get to work on passing some form of the rescue package. And President Biden has already said, to his credit, that, okay, he's willing to compromise on some of it. But the idea that you're going to try to hold the schools and the students at schools hostage to getting the whole thing with no changes, it's a terrible idea. And it's not appropriate, and it certainly isn't positive. Jake Tapper was actually commenting about this, and about how frustrated he was by his conversation with Director Rochelle Walensky of the Center for Disease Control. This is clip 10.
I have to say I feel a little dispirited after this conversation, because I had high hopes that schools would be able to resume in-person learning because so many scientists and health officials, including you and Dr. Fauci and others, have been talking about the science supports opening the schools as much as possible. I know that a lot of teachers are very concerned, and I know that teachers' unions have been pushing back on this, but it sounds to me like you're asking for 100% mask compliance and a number of measures that we're never going to be able to achieve, and that makes me feel like boy, I don't know if the schools are ever going to open until everybody's vaccinated.
Look, that's a very realistic and appropriate challenge because it's going to be a long time before everybody's vaccinated. The Dr. Fauci himself actually has begun to respond to some of the public pressure and changed his tune a little bit about reopening the schools. This is clip 12,
and
Dr. Anthony Fauci.
And I think that the schools really do need more resources, and that's the reason why the National Relief Act that we're talking about getting passed, we need that. The schools need more resources. The things we didn't have before, there wasn't anything that was put down solidly on paper on saying these are the kind of things that you should consider, these are the kind of things that you should follow. I mean, there was talk about it, but it wasn't actually put down in a single document that you could access, the teachers, the educators, and everyone else can. I think it can be done. I mean, obviously, it's not a perfect situation, but it's really important to get the children back to school in as safe a way as possible. Safe for the children, but also safe for the teachers and the other educators.
Okay, look, it has to move forward. And given the fact that they are not the teachers, that they are not going in to school, that they should have some extra time, that priority, I mean, look, how about a little equivalent of Operation Warp Speed, but now not in terms of developing a vaccine? That was done. And there's brand new evidence that I'm going to share with you that the vaccines really, really work. They work even better, according to one major new study, than people expected that they would. But given the fact that the vaccines work so well, can we put together a more efficient means of getting the teachers vaccinated so that this very painful, very destructive situation can begin to be rolled back? And not just one day a week. No, one day a week doesn't do it. Part of what works for school is it teaches kids about how you get up in the morning and you go someplace with a purpose. And there is such a thing as weekdays and weekends. And boy, getting back to normal on that would be a huge boon. When we come back, yeah, a new study about the effectiveness of vaccines. And we'll also talk about uniting a family through what? American Idol? Yeah, really. Coming up on the MedVet Show.
More of Michael MedVet in a moment.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Nearly 160 million people across the country are facing dangerous winter weather. States of emergency have been declared in the South, with nearly 2 million people out of power in Texas. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott saying,
"The severity of the cold weather that is about to be experienced here in the coming days is unprecedented."
This semi driver reminding everyone on ABC News,
"Every time you take that key and you start it up, you take your life in your own hands and you take take the public's life in their hands, too.
The White House is calling on China to make available data from the earliest days of the COVID-19 outbreak, saying it has deep concerns about the way the findings of the World Health Organization's COVID-19 report were communicated. China refusing to give raw data on early COVID-19 cases to the WHO team that was probing the origins of the pandemic. USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
On the Michael Medved Show, talking about some of the good news, and there's actually a bunch of it regarding the ongoing pandemic and maybe, just maybe, the prospect that we're going to be moving beyond it. And look, I acknowledge that one of the things that this involves is feelings. It's not all just science and numbers. It's the way people feel. And the fact that there are more and more people who are actually getting vaccinated, my wife and I, as I've mentioned before, and praise God, and thank you to everybody involved, we've gotten our second vaccination. She got Moderna, I got Pfizer. And I don't know, at some point people are going to have T-shirts or buttons or something. They say Moderna or Pfizer or AstraZeneca. I think the Sputnik V, the Russian vaccine, I don't know. They're administering it in Iran, and I'm sure. What could go wrong there? Russian technology and the delivery by the Iranian theocratic government, nothing could go wrong. No, of course not. But this is from the same part of the world, but it's remarkably good news. This is a story from Reuters. And Reuters reports that the largest healthcare provider in Israel reported a 94% drop in symptomatic COVID-19 infections among 600,000 people who received the two doses of the Pfizer vaccine. This is the biggest study to date involving the effectiveness of the vaccine. Now, I mentioned Israel's largest healthcare provider. A lot of people out there are thinking, well, wait. Israel has government healthcare, so the largest healthcare provider is going to be the government. Well, it's not that way. They have different choices that they give you in Israel. They have a whole series of organizations, Kupat Holim, that are designed to fulfill your needs. One of them, the biggest one, is a health maintenance organization called Klalit, which covers almost half of all Israelis. And that is the group that monitored this test, this study about the effectiveness of the vaccine. And what they did was they surveyed the 600,000 people who have gotten the two doses already in Israel, and they compared that against a group of the same size with matching medical histories, matching ages, who would not receive the vaccine. Quote, it shows unequivocally that Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine is extremely effective in the real world. A week after the second dose. Just 1 week after the second dose. Just as it was found to be in the clinical study. So said Ran Baliser, who's Klalit's chief innovation officer. He added that the data indicate that the Pfizer vaccine, which was developed in partnership with Germany's BioNTech, is even more effective 2 weeks or more after the second shot. Researchers at the Weizmann Institute of Science in Haifa, who have been tabulating national data, said on Sunday that a sharp decline in hospitalization and serious illness identified earlier among the first age group to be vaccinated, age 60 or older, was seen for the first time. Now in those aged 55 or older, because they're moving down the age pattern to get more and more people vaccinated. Israel continues to lead the world, by the way, in the percentage of population that's actually gotten the vaccines. Hospitalizations and serious illness were still rising in younger groups who only began getting vaccinations weeks later. The Reuters reports Israel has been conducting a rapid vaccine rollout, and its database offers insights into vaccine effectiveness and at what point countries might attain herd immunity. What they're suggesting also, when you read this entire study, is that the results may be even more dramatic than they anticipated. And that the percentage of people who actually get sick, get hospitalized, they so far have identified less than 10 people of the 600,000 who have had any kind of symptomatic COVID-19. That's a remarkably effective vaccine. And should encourage all of us, and by the way, should encourage any of you, and look, I love my listeners, you make my life possible. But one of the things that I hope everybody takes the extra effort, gets your vaccine. First of all, you'll feel far more confident and with a new joie de vivre. But secondly, it honestly can reduce your chances of getting seriously ill very, very dramatically. Now, something that might make you ill is the idea that in the midst of all of the scandal and crisis involving the nursing homes in New York and Governor Cuomo, the Emmy Awards decided to honor Governor Andrew Cuomo. And he received the International Emmy Founders Award and was therefore honored by the Academy of Television Arts and Sciences. And he actually thanked everyone in attendance for this gala occasion. And then the award was presented to him virtually. This is clip 3A.
Thank you for believing in me and giving me support. Good Lord knows I needed it. And don't worry, I'm not going anywhere.
It is now my distinct pleasure to present the 2020 International Emmy Founders Award to Governor Andrew Cuomo, with a little help from some of my fellow New Yorkers.
Okay, he was getting an award for his heroic role with no mention about the nursing home scandal. He was getting an award based on his leadership on COVID, and the celebrities whose names you and voices you may recognize were pretty enthusiastic about Governor Cuomo. The folks include Spike Lee, Robert De Niro, Rosie Perez, Ben Stiller, and Billy Crystal. Listen.
To my governor, the governor of Empire State, Andrew Cuomo.
Congratulations, Andrew, on your much-deserved Founders Award.
Governor Andrew Cuomo, you are the man. What?
I was trying to think of something that I could say to you that would be funny, and so I called your brother Chris, who could not understand why you were getting an Emmy since he's the one on television.
In the darkest days of the pandemic, your daily briefings live from New York gave us hope, gave us clarity, gave us the truth, and gave us something that we were not getting from Washington, leadership.
Okay, and then Billy Joel begins the next collage. Listen.
In the midst of this storm, Andrew Cuomo became the nation's governor. People across the country tuned into his press conferences every day.
Daily I was watching his press conferences, informing us, telling us what to do.
And he also said that, you know, now that you're the love gov, you've kind of transcended politics, and now you're just part of really more, you know, you're more of like a national sex symbol. He says you'll probably get more dates than votes. That's him saying that, not me.
You did your thing during COVID. New York was suffering. We were the epicenter. We were all in a crisis, in a panic. And every single day, you came on the airways and you offered your strength, your leadership, and your direction, and your caring, and your heart.
You are the epitome of New York tough.
Okay, speaking of New York tough, there's already a demand that they withdraw the award. Who made the demand? Some mean Republican? No, it's a Democrat. Why are they demanding that Andrew Cuomo return the award? Despite all that praise, we'll get to it.
What kind of a show are you guys putting on here today?
The Michael Medved Show.
Did Charles Darwin's work impact society for better or worse? Go to discovery.org/medved and get the free digital book, Darwin's Three Big Ideas That Impacted Humanity. Learn how Darwin actually impacted faith, morality, medicine, criminal justice, and much more. Ideas have consequences. For a limited time, get your free copy of Darwin's Three Big Ideas at discovery.org/medved. That's discovery.org/medved.
Right now is a great time to become a Medhead at MichaelMedved.com. And what do you get for your money? The 3-hour daily broadcast, commercial free, show archives going back over 5 years, all of Michael's current commentaries as well as commentary archives, added discounts at the Medved History Store, and a Listen Live tab where you can catch all of the news and Michael's views that are happening in real time. Go to the website, click the Medhead banner, and sign up today. Make sure to use the promo code WINTER40.
Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Michael Medved Show, after you've heard the glowing tributes to the LoveGov, actually, that phrase, the LoveGov, involved a Democrat named McGreevy, who was, no, he's not that guy in the Bad Boys movie, because he actually had to leave office. He was a closeted gay man who went to bed in the governor's mansion with his lover, who was on the state payroll. And it was while his wife was still in the hospital after having delivered, I think it was their second child. In any event, that was the LoveGov. So I'm not sure that calling Andrew Cuomo the LoveGov actually is something that he welcomed. But Andrew Cuomo reports in the New York Post, recipient of the 2020 International Emmy Founders Award, is seen on screen during the 48th International Emmy Award Ceremony hosted in New York back in November 23rd, 2020. Governor Andrew Cuomo's Emmy Award should be rescinded over the revelation that his administration withheld nursing home death data amid a probe by federal prosecutors, so said a Democratic councilman from Queens. In a letter to the International Academy of Television Arts and Sciences, Councilman Robert Holden, Democrat, Queens, said the group's rationale for honoring Cuomo with its International Emmy Founders Award was no longer valid. Quote, the Academy awarded Governor Cuomo in recognition of his leadership during the COVID-19 pandemic and his masterful use of TV to inform and calm people around the world. Holden wrote, we now know that his TV appearances and clout were used to mislead the public regarding how their loved ones died. Holden added, please rescind the governor's award immediately, as his actions have been an insult to every New Yorker who lost a loved one during this terrible pandemic. The Post revealed last week that Cuomo's top aide, Secretary of the Governor Melissa DeRosa, privately told Democrat lawmakers that his administration rebuffed their request for information on the total number of nursing home residents killed by COVID-19 due to fear it would be used against us by the Department of Justice. Okay, the whole thing stinks. And can I tell you, Cuomo was talking about this today, and in his press conference this morning, he was saying that, look, if you look at the statistic, now listen carefully. If you look at the statistic that says that nursing home deaths as a percentage of total deaths, New York is in first. It's only 34th. But that's because the total number of deaths is so high in New York. In other words, New York still leads the country in nursing home deaths by far. But it's 34th as a percentage of total deaths because it also leads the country in the total number of deaths through this pandemic. And the problem with Governor Cuomo was not that he was responsible for killing people. I think that's going too far. I don't think he was. Or that he meant to do harm. It was that he just too much reveled in this self-congratulations that he was doing and patting himself on the back and portraying himself as a hero and emphasizing the contrast with President Trump. And he, meanwhile, had this very big problem with the nursing homes that he was understating. And I don't know. In a prepared statement released just now, the governor's aide, DeRosa, insisted that state officials were comprehensive and transparent in our responses to the DOJ. As I said on a call with legislators, we could not fulfill their request as quickly as anyone would have liked, she added. The entire thing is terribly sad. And again, what's fascinating is that apparently he is determined to run for another term. It's either his third term. I think it's his fourth term. His father served three terms. So I'm sure he would like to be that. And speaking of fathers and sons and beating of various records or aspects of achievement, there's a this amazing story about Claudia Conway, who is the daughter of Kellyanne Conway, aide to President Trump, and George Conway, who was one of the primary organizers of the Lincoln Project, which was an anti-Trump piece. And they say over at the Hill, Claudia Conway, 16-year-old daughter of former White House advisor Kellyanne and anti-Trump attorney George Conway, made her debut as a contestant on American Idol over the weekend. She had the support of both parents, both of whom made appearances on the show. Claudia Conway sounded like this when she was on American Idol. 15A.
I'm Claudia Conway. I'm 16. My parents are high-profile political figures. My mother is Kellyanne Conway. She worked for Donald Trump. And my dad is George Conway. He's a lawyer. He worked against Donald Trump. He's here with me, though.
Wow.
It's a lot, but, you know, I only want to spread love, and I love a compromise, and I do agree to disagree with my mom and my dad.
Hey, guys. So you probably know me as 15-year-old emancipation girl. Or that blonde woman from Fox News' daughter. I'm a little more than that.
I had to move to Washington, D.C. when I was 12, and I hated it. When your mom's working for the President of the United States, who you very much disagree with, it's really hard. And I love you back.
Claudia! And ready to go, baby? You excited?
Yeah, but I'm really, really nervous.
You should be nervous, honey. It's a very humbling experience.
That's Kellyanne telling her it's a humbling experience. So how did she do in her audition? And did she advance to the next round? We will report all of that to you. Well, actually, we can play a little bit of her audition, can't we? We have a moment to play it. This is 15B. She sounded like this.
And you got me like, oh, oh, what you want from me. Tried to buy your pretty heart the price too high. Baby, you got me like
You lost it.
I did. Yeah, you I was did. Just a little nervous in my
That's
shoes.
That's okay. Take your shoes off.
Okay. The fact is, she did advance to her the next level, and she's on her way to Hollywood, away from Washington D.C. She says that when she was on the show, I had to move to Washington D.C. when I was 12, and I hated it. When your mom's working for the president of the United States, who you pretty much disagree with, it's really hard. Yep. And her parents both made an appearance on the show. George Conway was very emotional about it. And, yes, here she got a golden ticket to the next round of auditions, 16A.
I made it! I'm going to Hollywood!
Okay, she's 16 years old. There is a great deal of interest in this couple, her parents. Do you think that might have helped her a little bit, aside from her own skill? Yeah, I think it could be part of it. Look, I don't believe that the Conways have gotten a book contract yet. But given the ferocity with which they both were dealing with this issue of Donald Trump, and somebody working for him every day in the White House with a top security clearance, and somebody else just ripping him with one ad after another. And George Conway said, you know, I couldn't imagine anything that would make her happier than to do this. And then he appeared to wipe his eyes, saying, it gets to you. Well, we'll get to you with more on the political future for the Republican Party in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.